family finances have been under a lot of pressure in recent years, but at the same time as that, we have seen exceptional increases in insurance premiums for both home, particularly for motor insurance, and also as well for business insurance over the last 3 years. And that has put exceptional difficulty on families to actually be able to maintain their cars and motors on the road, and also has put a lot of difficulty on businesses. The Finance Committee have, over the last 3 or 4 months, conducted hearings and did a lot of research and listened to all actors within the sector, including insurance companies themselves, to try to get to the bottom of what is behind these premium increases. And this week just has issued a report with 71 separate recommendations to try and address the increase and try and get the insurance sector back into a more steady equilibrium and a more affordable equilibrium. So it is absolutely crucial now that we see the various agencies and government departments that have been tasked with implementing those 71 recommendations get on with that work, and it's absolutely crucial that we see the insurance companies become transparent and give full information to consumers and get their premiums under control and end this cycle, which is of ever-increasing insurance premiums for families and motorists.
Because this isn't just about putting a car on the road anymore, it has become a financial burden to many.
Very much so, and people's incomes have been under pressure, people haven't been receiving wage increases, other costs have gone up, and it's crucial that costs are kept under control. And one of the biggest ones that has affected families and individuals has been the insurance premiums. And it's been unacceptable, the approach of the insurance companies. They have refused to give full information. 70% of claims information isn't publicly available, yet they are saying that that is the dynamic behind the increases. But I think the committee made it very clear in their report that they don't believe that to be the case, and they accused the insurance companies of operating cartel-like behaviour. So it is crucial now that there is transparency brought to bear. It's crucial that premiums start to go down rather than continue to go up, as we have seen. And because really what we have seen in the last couple of years is many people faced with a situation where they're finding it difficult, and in some cases impossible, to continue to keep their cars and indeed business operations going.